Right, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. Tell me what happened next. Play along. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, this wasn't on yesterday, so like, who won on Monday?
No, I don't know
or care. Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Skins?
Oh, God.
Are you on it by any chance?
I'm on it tonight, actually. Right. Yeah. And you know.
Do we have to guess how big your part is?
No. You know Freddie and Effie from Skins? Freddie likes Effie a lot, and you're. They kind of. Without giving it too much away, they kind of have a conversation and stuff in tonight's show. About. Maybe getting together. Oh, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It's fine. Anyway,
tonight have a conversation
about getting together. Yeah, right. Tonight's episode is all about Freddie. You see,
and you.
They came in earlier this week, and we got them to play dueling insults. You know that thing where you just have to kind of bounce insults back and forward between each other. Here's my question to you: with Freddie and Effie, how long could they keep the insults going for? Just insulting one another. They couldn't do it anymore. Chappers.
I think they might be quite good at this. 120.
Becky.
I think if they fancy each other, they'll run out.
No, it's not real. No, it's not real. It's not real.
Oh.
It's just in the show they fancy each other.
30 seconds.
See, they act in the show. Unlike stuff like that.
I act.
You're playing yourself.
I'm not playing.
Who are you playing then? What's your character name?
I don't got one.
Simon Mitchells.
No. You haven't even got a name.
I don't say my name.
Well, are you like one of those storeholders at EastEnders so you never know the name but they're always in it?
What you build as? Are you Scott Mills as himself? Is that what it says?
It says presenter Scott Mills.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, I've gotten your answer completely.
I said 30 seconds, yeah.
Okay, Chapper says 1 minute 20, Becky says 30 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Freddie and Effie from Skins insulting each other.
Chicken pox nose.
Computer face.
Weird eyebrows.
Windows XP head.
Silly Millie.
Mouse breath.
Chicken teeth.
Chicken legs.
Pigeon chest.
Scroll button face.
Weird earlobes.
Scarf girl.
Bigfoot.
Stinky poo.
House nose.
Donut nose.
Smelly breath.
Spider hair.
Big nails.
Crow's face.
Chicken tikka masala breath.
Chicken gel frazy eyes.
Chicken korma ears.
Poppadom belly button.
Mango chutney. just mango chutney.
Ooh, we tried some naan bread with that. Naan bread hands.
Weird teeth.
Door body.
Jacuzzi poozy.
Gym feet.
Window apple. Adam's apple thingy.
Window Adam's. spring teeth.
Spring teeth? Oh. big watch.
Yes, I have, thank you. How's that an insult? Suddenly going
brown
hair.
You're hesitating.
An astonishing set of insults they were.
They struggle a bit without a script, don't they?
Yeah. Do you think they were stuck in a room with some computer equipment?
Possibly.
And a takeaway.
Yeah.
You said 120.
I did say 120.
It was 124.
Was it really?
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one.
I'm not sure how many of them were actually insults, but you know, I'll take the point.
You know David Hasselhoff?
How can we not?
Yeah.
He was here earlier.
Yeah.
He loves it, he can't keep away.
I think he secretly fancies you.
No, he doesn't.
He spends a lot of time with you.
Well, at the moment, it does feel like I see him a lot, yeah. Mm.
Are you seeing him tomorrow?
Yep.
You are seeing him tomorrow? Why are you seeing him tomorrow?
It's a long story, Chaz.
Well, just give us the short and down version.
You need to say no.
Why are you seeing him tomorrow?
Just because he's in...
Are you driving him to the airport?
No.
Just to make sure he gets on the actual plane.
Anyway, describe David Hasselhoff, please, in 3 words.
Always round here.
Chappers?
always round his mate. Tall. Baywatch. Strange.
Okay. We went onto the streets. What's the name of that street again that we go on? We
asked Stupid
people.
Street.
We went onto Stupid Street and we...
Oh, sometimes we've been down Camp Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. I think we went to Stupid Street today.
Right.
And we found out how people would describe the Hof in three words. But my question to you is, what's the most popular word that came up, Becky?
Baywatch.
Becky says Baywatch. Chappers.
I think a lot of them might say legend.
Legend? Only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people on Stupid Street describing David Hasselhoff in three words.
You know, the Hof. Can you describe him for me in three words?
Orange, old, and he's got quite wiry hair, but that's not three words, is it?
Yesterday, by watch, pretty boy.
Night. The night he had the big car. I can't think of it.
You know the legend that is David Hasselhoff. Can you please describe him to me in three words?
90s German cheese.
Sexual. Athletic.
Orange.
And tan.
Yeah. Can you describe him for me in three words?
He was a Coast Guard.
You know, the Hof. Can you describe him for me in three words?
He's quite attractive to women, I reckon.
What is that?
Yeah.
If you say so.
Well, he is to most, some women, they're like, oh.
Cheesy ladies, man.
Muscular.
Baywatch.
Butch. You know the legend that is David Hasselhoff. Can you describe him for me in three words?
Big hunky man.
Ooh. Baywatch actor.
Legend. Sweaty mullet man.
Successful. Good reputation. Good public figure.
Fit, orange, muscly.
A bit of all right.
Yeah, he's tall, curly hair.
A bit dashing. Yes, dashing.
Dashing words, a bit dashing, yeah.
I'd like to meet him.
Just calm down.
They were off for an argument.
They
weren't
were.
They? Happy
I love
with
that. Just calm down.
It's a bit like your boyfriend situation with Caleb, only about 40 years older. sexy / good looking was the most popular answer, so no one gets a point there. Soz.
Oh! What's occurring?
One more then. You know Sarah Cox?
Oh, brilliant.
brilliant.
You know by now that she is obsessed, I would say, with food.
Is this like a big finale? Because we won't be able to.
Well, yeah, because last week, sitting in for Joe Wiley. Joe Wiley's back on Radio 1 on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. So here's my question. As you may imagine, I'm going to ask you, how many foodstuffs in her last week of covering for Joe Wiley has Sarah Cox mentioned so far this week? Becky?
52.
Chappers?
I think, as it's her final week, I'm going to go 127.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sarah Cox's food obsession continues.
Breaded fish, three small potatoes, cauliflower, potato, cheese, chilies, food. Ooh, special dinner for you. Breaded fish, bird's eye fish fingers, Marks and Spencer's lightly dusted dabs. Dinner, dessert, fish and chips, vinegar. Nice fish. Breaded fish, school dinners, coffee, chicken, fruit, muffin, cream, egg. Put a kettle on, nearly lunchtime. Honey, coffee, honey roasted nuts, sugar, pop snack, chocolate, chives, smoothie, chicken for tea anyway. I always have to nip off for a wee when I've cooked a meal before I can sit down and eat it. Roasted peanut, pork scratching, hot dog, Yorkshire pudding, Welsh cakes, food, breakfast, two massive cups of coffee, McDonald's, all brand, it's chips, fried onion rings, few shandies, jelly, loads of food and pizzas and cupcakes and things, cupcake, fairy cake, loads of cream and crumbs, with the sandwiches and a Jaffa cake, pies, Welsh cakes, just about to tuck into lunch, gonna be eating liver, semi-cooked liver, munching on a muffin, fit of flapjack, banana, what's it for lips or a quaver for a nose, chutney, Big Macs, what's your favourite lunch? Sipping champagne. All this delicious food, bangers and mash and chicken noodles and all this gorgeous stuff. Lamb kebab. Bit of champagne. Cooking goujon. Beer. Fish and chip shop. Proper coffee. Oh, proper coffee. Lattes. Americano. Skinny cat with an extra shot and some vanilla. Snacks and biscuits. Packet of what's it? Curly Whirly being open. Chinese takeaway. Aromatic crispy duck. Sweet and sour pork balls. Indian takeaway. Chicken jalfrezi. Spring rolls. Pork. Two beef baguettes. Chip shop gravy.
I love it.
Oh, what are lightly dusted dabs?
I don't know. They sound good.
I'll go find out off her.
We probably freaked Sarah Cox out at the Brits yesterday.
Why?
It was brilliant. She was sat with her new best friends. Well, maybe it was her old best friends, like the Appletons.
Right, yeah.
And I saw her, because I was obviously in jeans and looking a bit rubbish, and I texted her saying, you don't want to be my friend anymore, do you?
And we were just both sat there on a bale of hay.
Looking really scared about going over to talk to her.
And just watched her as she read the text going, ooh, looking around.
Luckily, like, she didn't just put go, rubbish, and put the phone back in her bag. She did actually come and find us. Yeah, she's very lovely.
Was she at the buffet with the Appletons?
She was, stuffing
her
face.
She was actually eating it. Sarah Cox, love her, mentioned food 90 times so far this week. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?